Good morning. This is Ben Bingham with the Oakland Church of Christ. And this week in our 5-minute radio Bible studies, we've been looking at what type of people follow Jesus. From what we've seen so far by comparing different people's responses to Jesus, whether we choose to follow him doesn't depend on our upbringing, background, or status. It depends on our hearts and whether we realize our desperate need for his grace. Today, instead of comparing two individual people as we have been the last couple days, we're going to look at the response of two groups of people after Silas and the Apostle Paul preached Jesus to them. This comes from Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 14. As we read through the first section of verses, Acts 17, 1 through 9, we'll see a few different reactions to Paul's preaching while he's in the city of Thessalonica. But the dominant reaction comes from jealous Jews who refuse to listen and stir up a mob against Paul and Silas. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I proclaim to you is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded, and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews were jealous, and taking some of the wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities. So Paul preaches the gospel to the Thessalonians for 3 weeks, showing from the Hebrew Bible that Jesus is the Savior, the Messiah who is promised to the Jews. These Jews should be overjoyed. A few of them are excited about the good news, along with Greeks and influential women in the city, but mostly the Jews in Thessalonica are jealous when they see some responding to the gospel. Maybe they're afraid they'll lose their importance and status if the synagogue becomes a church of Christ. And so instead of trying to argue against Paul, they stir up a mob against him. Their hearts are hardened against the gospel by jealousy, in much the same way as the rich young ruler wouldn't follow Jesus because of his greed, or the Pharisee whose house Jesus went to was too proud to realize that he was a sinner in need of forgiveness. If we are too stubborn or proud to realize our desperate need for Jesus, we will reject him too. But now look in the next few verses at the contrasting attitudes of the Jews in Berea when they hear the gospel. They have open minds and hearts and eagerly evaluate what Paul and Silas have to say to see if it's true. Listen to Acts 17, verses 10 through 14. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore believed, with not a few Greek women of high standing, as well as men. You might think the Jews in one city would have the same response as the Jews in another city. But that's not the case. After the Thessalonian Jews are too jealous to listen to the message of salvation, we see a completely different attitude in the Jews at Berea. It says they are more noble. They're ready to learn. They're ready to listen. They don't listen blindly, though. They search the scriptures to see if what Paul says is true. Then, and because of that examination, they believe the truth. Isn't that exactly what God wants people to do today? Read your Bible. Study it with an open mind and an open heart to see if it is the truth. Then believe it and obey it. That's what we're trying to do at the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and we'd love for you to worship with us at 18111 Townsend Ford Road on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Or visit our website, churchofchrist@oakland.com, or our Facebook page to set up a personal Bible study with us. We're just ordinary people who realize our need for God's grace, and we're trying to live in a way that pleases God. We hope you'll join us.